PFT Media.
All episodes of The Experience with Chris Fio were recorded prior to the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is The Experience with Chris Fio. In each episode, Fio brings his unique and unashamed interview style to Central Florida. He conducts honest and open interviews with people that have the vocabulary and expertise that he lacks.
In this episode of The Experience, I talk with world-famous Peruvian tenor Rafael Quevedo. Rafael has studied and performed across the globe, starring in operas by Verdi, Mozart, Puccini, and more. His latest project will be as host of a Spanish-language radio show here in Orlando, Florida.
Hustler, gun in a holster. That vision is slipping like a worn transmission. The days of transporting and not transmitting, cause the transcontinental flow got me transient. I ain't transcribed the transcript, I fell in a trance and let the translation transfix.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Experience with Chris Fio. Today I have with me international tenor Rafael Quevedo. Hello Rafael.
Hey Chris, how are you? Thank you very much for your invitation to your program. It's a really pleasure be with you this night, man.
And it's a pleasure to have a successful tenor as yourself, who's done many things internationally as well, on my show. I'm very honored to have you on.
Oh yeah, I have a 25 years career.
Oh, really?
You know, around the world, especially in Europe. I sang in Italy, in Germany, in Switzerland,
Nice. In
Austria, in Africa, in Nigeria,
Yeah. Also
South America, in Peru, in Chile.
So you're a worldwide tenor.
Yeah, I have my name.
Nice. And how did that name get started? How did you get to be a tenor? Was it something that you grew up loving, or was it something that you knew you can do?
Well, this is a very big influence for my family. They love music. My mom loves opera and classic music, as well my father. And my father also loves another kind of style, like a Latin American style, like a romantic music, like boleros and all that stuff, you know?
Boleros are so beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a very nice romantic Latin music, you know? I was born in Lima, Peru, South America. I came from a European family, but we cultivate art in my family. You know, my mom is a painter. Very, very knowing in Peru.
Did you take after that as well?
Sorry?
Did you take after painting as well as being a singer?
Yeah, I mean, everything starts with that. I was 5 years old in that time in Peru when my mom was painting a picture, beautiful picture, and he was hearing an album from Luciano Pavarotti that is Mamma. This is the name from the album, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's a compilation of Napolitanian songs with orchestra, beautiful arrangements, and that's it. I heard the frequency of Luciano Pavarotti in my voice, and I said, oh my God, what is that? I was 5 years old.
You are the second tenor on The Experience to be influenced by Pavarotti.
Oh yeah, he's my god. I mean, I have two heroes in opera. One is Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah.
The other one is Fritz Wunderlich, a German tenor. Beautiful voice, man. You don't have idea. You know, and in Latin American music, Javier Solís was a romantic, beautiful voice. Beautiful, very warm voice. So those are my models that I try to follow. No copy. I try to follow the frequency and I try to follow the style. But I don't try to imitate the voices,
right?
Because this is mortal. So when I was 5 years old, I smelled this oil perfume, you know, in the my mom's studios, hearing this music, you know, and I say, okay, I'm done. You know, with 5 years old, I decided to become a singer, you know.
And did you have any formal training or did you just go right to it?
Parallel, thanks God, I born with this voice, you know. Was a very natural tenor voice because my father was a natural tenor. He never studied vocal technique, but he was a very natural voice, an easygoing voice, you know, and that's he sang impressive. Everything. Yeah, it was so impressive. A very beautiful, romantic, melodic voice, a very warm voice that my father has, you know. And the beautiful thing is, I decided for various years, 5 years old, I start to get interested in music. I start to sing when I was a kid, you know. And when I changed my voice, when I was a teenager, with 17 years old, I start to sing over the recordings from Luciano Pavarotti, you know. That was very amazing. And I'm arrived to the notes. I was always in pitch with rhythm and everything. I say, okay, I'm going to start to study in my country, wow. You know?
Yeah, that sounds like you had a lot of ear training.
Oh, yeah, I'm still studying, you know? After 25, 26 years, I'm still studying vocal technique, you know? And you never stop. And you must not never stop. You must train your voice. It is possible every day, you know? And this was a long process for me, you know? So with 17 years old, I started to study in my country, private lessons. And after that, I work in TV in my country as a model and also as an actor, you yeah. know? It was a very funny time in my country, you know?
You were in commercials, am I right? I saw a couple of commercials.
Oh, yeah, here, yeah. You know? I filmed like 16 commercials, very popular commercials in my country. And also, I run a business, a huge nightclub with Peruvian music, life and food and everything.
Really?
Yeah, I was very involved. Also, I have my company that I organize concerts, you know. And until the year 98 that I decide to, 99, to decide to, I decide to start to study vocal technique at the Columbus State University in Georgia. I won a scholarship there, a full scholarship for the Woodruff Award. I was studying there for 2.5 years. And after that, for a personal decision, I decided to move to Europe, you know. I was in Italy 3 years. And after that, in 2005, I arrived to Munich, Germany, that I start to make my real career in Germany, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I was about to ask you that. How did it take off? Did it start when you were in Germany, like you said?
Yes, it started really in Italy. I make small concerts and some small opera productions, more than opera, operetta, you know. Operetta will be it's like the musical, you know, a little bit like musical, but in German, you know, style. It's funny, you know. It's not so serious like the opera is, you know,
right.
Or sad. Sometimes the opera is, but I have very good time in Italy. But really, I discover the key of singing in Germany with my teacher, that he's Peruvian, also a friend of mine. You know, he's an ex opera singer, because he's still singing very well, a beautiful voice. But he became a teacher, and he's my actual teacher because. For the last 15 years that I was living in Germany, the last 5 years I moved here to Orlando, I'm going back and forth, you know, because I have my tours that I have in Germany for 4 months, 3 months, 6 months, everything is dependent. But I'm still working with him every time that I'm going to Germany. And here in Orlando, I'm working alone, you know. I have enough knowledge to manage my voice alone, you know.
Right. And is this a very competitive field that you're in, or is it like just set and go? Or
oh, yeah, it's very competitive. You don't have idea how many opera singers you have around the world. And they're very hungry to be successful, you know. And as I said, it's a very competitive, and you need to train every day. It's like a sport, extreme sport, you know. Oh, yes.
I bet
because you need, yeah, you need to take your voice to the limit, you know, in the high notes and the lower notes, and you need to manage different voice concepts like a mezza di voce, that that is a very soft way to sing. And after that, you must sing fortissimo, that will be a strong emission of your voice, you know. And you need to be very delicate how to attack in the high notes, because you can crack your voice very easy, you know, if you push too much, you know. Right. In Italia, the people said voce spinta. Spinta come from the spingere, that is push the voice. That is not good, you know. No, it's not good. You need to focus your voice, concentrate your voice, stretch your voice, but in a good way. And this is a technique for that, you know. You need to study a lot.
How long did it take you to get all that down?
All your life. All your life. I must say that. Of course, you arrive to the point that you can manage your voice. But an opera singer, until right now, I didn't meet an opera singer that is happy the way he sing. They always complain that, no, I couldn't sing better, blah, 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 blah. But in general, from the 1 to 10, if you sing 8, is pretty good, or 9 is pretty good. 10 points is almost impossible, but you have
really?
People, yeah, you have people that they can do that, I mean.
Who are some of the people that you've met that could hit 10?
Actually, a German guy, the name is Jonas Kaufmann, for example. He seemed for me in a way that is a little dramatic way, very heavy voice, very dark voice. People sometimes confuse Jonas Kaufmann's a baritone, but he's not. He's a real tenor. He found a way to sing very open and very pleasure, especially in the middle voice, you know. But in the high notes, he's a real tenor. He worked very nice in the mezza di voce and the dynamic, you know. And I'm talking about technique concepts, you know, for singing. And he can manage everything. But with everything, I was in some production that I saw Jonas Kaufmann that he was not perfect. And that makes you a human being. That is normal, you know? This is normal. But, I mean, people doesn't care about, and people doesn't realize about it. I realize because I'm a tenor,
yeah. You
know? And I know about technique, but the public doesn't have an idea. Because you must understand something. When you sing, you give emotions and frequencies, you know? A sound frequency,
right.
You know? And the people can feel that. So they are more in the feeling way than in the technique way, you know? They only feel. They don't care about the technique.
Right.
I'm talking about the public, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you make that connection to them? Like between, to connect your technique to their emotions?
Oh, my Lord, this is very complicated. This is really complicated, especially for me, because I'm a very emotional human being. And I'm very passionate and I'm sometimes very romantic, you know, romantic, I must say that. And sometimes happens to me that the music is so strong when I'm singing or I'm interpreting some piece or some aria, sometimes I start to cry. This is not good because, of course, you crack your voice, you know?
Right.
This happens to me twice, you know? Especially when my dad died in 2013.
My condolences.
Yeah, I mean, I was in Germany, he was in Peru, and he passed away, you know? In a night that I must sing. I was in the middle of a concert when I get the news. So the show must go, you know.
Yeah, and the show must go on.
Yeah, and that's it. And you must control yourself. So if I was in the stage singing one aria, and I back to stage, I start to cry, and after that, man, and that night I sound like I don't know 10 pieces.
<You know? laughs> Oh, man.
So
it
sucks, but I did it. And I believe that my father was so proud of me, you know, because I believe he was looking at me, you know. But this is a process, and to control yourself is so important. Italian people, or we tenors or opera singers, we said, very warm heart, but very cold mind. You know, you must calm down. You can feel like you're going to explode, but in control. You must control yourself, you know? This is so important.
That is important, especially when you're in the public eye as much as you appear to be at. And you've been all over the world, according to you. You've been to how many places now?
Oh, my Lord. I was in Germany. I sang almost in, I don't know how many cities in Germany, but I sang in five different languages or four different languages.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, yes. And also, I did more than 400 concerts on live.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I sang a lot. and I sang like 12 opera roles, you know, in my life, you know. But at the last years I focused more in the concerts platforms, you know. That is and I going more in the direction of crossover. The people must understand crossover is a mix from classic and popular music, like Andrea Bocelli.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Something like that, you know?
How hard was that to learn, the style to learn? Like, when did that start coming around?
Sometimes it's tough, especially when, in my case, when I need to sing pop, because I don't believe that I'm a pop singer, but I can do it, you know? I have some tricks, you know, that I can use when I'm singing. But I'm more comfortable when I sing folk music, like rock and roll, especially country rock. I can sing country rock music, very cool. Rock and roll also, Latin American romantic music, of course, Italian music, of course, you know, German folk songs also, operetta, musicals, that is the classic style from United States, so the musical, like Miss Saigon or... I don't know, Gypsy, those titles, you know.
That's cool.
Or very knowing from Leonard Bernstein, West Side Story, you know, that I sang this year in Germany, you know, Maria. You know, Maria, I just made a sound, Maria. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful, man.
Is there any style that you're not particularly fond of singing?
Reggaeton.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Reggae or... now, that kind of style or... No, I don't be part of that.
What is about it that just turns you away?
Is that I can see any talent there. Everyone can sing reggaeton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also my kid that have 5 years old, you know. this is no talent, because you are not singing, you are talking.
Yeah.
You know, and you put some rhythms that you have the basis. And if you compare all the different styles that you have, modern styles like reggaeton or perreo, that is the name in Latin American music, or sometimes rap, because they mix right now a lot of styles, it's the same rhythm, the same boom, no, the same boom, 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 boom. Everything sounds the same, you know?
There's no different change in tonality.
No. Something beautiful that I respect. That I don't have nothing against that, but it's something that I am going to do it. You know,
right.
It's not my. I'm not interested in that. You know.
And I understand that. Like, you know, me, when I was playing music, there are certain things I didn't want to play. I would not play. Like,
right.
I wouldn't play pop. I wouldn't play certain rock songs because it's like I don't fancy that. I was more of a R&B, funk, and jazz guy.
Right. You know, right.
That was my field.
Right.
That I loved. Have you ever sang any jazz, by the way? That was the question. That's another question.
What kind of jazz?
like let's say some old school 70s jazz, like Otis Redding or some like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No. I something the most closer that I was to sing that kind of style, it will be the American standards, like Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, classic, you know.
Oh, yeah. And it's such a disappointment that he doesn't write his own music. Yeah. He never did.
No, because I don't know the style so well, you know. And I have a lot of friends that they play jazz. And I, personally, I consider jazz another chapter. It's like in opera. You have the opera world. You have Wagner, he's a composer. You have Verdi, Puccini, Donizetti, Bellini, Mozart, Saverio Mercadante, Haydn, Handel. Everything is in the opera world in different periods, like Romantic, Renaissance, or Dramatic, or Modern, you know? But when you're talking about Wagner, it's another chapter in opera. Yeah, man, wow. Wagner is so crazy. I mean, it's really crazy, and it's really long to sing. The music is so complex and so beautiful. You need to have a particular resistance to sing Wagner, you know?
Like training,
a special training. You sing a lot. Oh, really? Wow. Normally in an opera, I sang, for example, Madame Butterfly, the complete.
Yeah.
Madame Butterfly, the main role, Lieutenant Pinkerton is the main role from the tenor. And you sing no more, if you add all the time that you sing, you don't sing more than 30 minutes or 25 minutes.
30 minutes of singing.
It's nothing.
Really?
Believe me. A professional singer needs to sing at least 1 hour. A profi one.
I can see that.
In opera. Because when you sing pop or rock, it's different. You have the microphone. And you help yourself with the microphone, and sometimes you sing more and head voice, you know,
right. not like here.
Not with the complete body, and you must think about it when you sing opera in a theater is minimum 800 people to 2,000 people, and the orchestra is massive, especially Verdi Puccini, yeah. You know, it's Wagner is crazy, dude.
So no falsettoing.
No, dude. Yeah, the falsetto you can do it, but you must do it well, you know, and full voice, you know.
Yeah.
That the falsetto becomes a boa mix, you know, that you need that to make the high notes, you know. It's a mix between head sound and a little bit chest.
Right.
A little bit. If you put too much chest and too much power in your high note, you can sing high notes. You cannot. In some point, your voice is going to crack.
Right, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's too much charge for your small instrument that is the vocal cords. You know,
right.
Are very small, you know. And you must train all your body to sing with all your body and not your throat. So you must train in and let the air flow to your vocal cords, very relaxed, and convert that air in sound. This is a very crazy word, you know,
very difficult
and dimension. Oh yes,
that is very difficult to do, and it just, you know, just understanding music and music theory. Just you know, like when I was playing guitar, learning scales is hard enough just with my fingers. Like I can imagine learning all that with your voice and be able to control it is a different level.
Oh yeah, you have points that your diaphragm become very very hard because it's a muscle that you must training, and like everything muscle is like a you make a sports, and sometimes you get tired. It's
yeah.
Normal, you know,
or injured. Am I right? Have you ever received an injury, like, you know, maybe you sung a little hard and then a muscle strain?
No, thanks God not, but something happens to me. I lost my voice like 3 times, you know.
Really?
Oh yeah, for a very false emission, you know, a wrong technique that I learned before when I start to study, you know. So we opera singers and singers in general, we must take care of our instrument. And this is for every style, not only opera. Because rock and roll and pop, you have a style to sing also, you know. That is a very open and natural sound, you know. But you have techniques to manage that situation, you know.
Right.
And you must train it. You must train it every day. If you want it, if you want to make a career, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially, I mean, not all people do that. I mean, you have these rockers, singers, and pops, they never studied. I mean,
right.
It's a full and natural voice, you know. But what happened? In some point, the voice is going to crack, you know, and yeah. It's a matter of time. Yeah, that's it, you know.
And how long did it take, like, for that technique to come in to not be able to crack? Like,
well, first of all, you need a good teacher who understands what is he doing, you know, the nourishment, and how he manage every style. Because if I can teach you and train your voice to sing opera, you're not going to use it to sing rock or pop.
No. I wouldn't think
that. For nothing, believe me. But I'm going to learn a lot to sing opera, learning rock and pop.
So does that help you with your style, like jumping from genre? Does that give you more of a range?
Oh, yes.
Range?
I start in my country singing folk music, romantic music, boleros, all that style, and also rock and roll. What happened? When you sing rock, you sing very natural voice, very open sound, an open sound, you know? That open sound, you need it to make the cover when you sing opera. So you open it, you cover it, and you project it forward in opera. You know?
Yeah.
It's like a wave, something like this in opera.
Right.
Also in rock and roll, you open the sound, and it's the same if you let it open it, because it's a natural sound. And sometimes, I mean, rockers, they are very smart and make falsettos with microphone. It's okay,
yeah. You
know? This falsetto that you make like a, you know, yeah. Like you are singing,
yeah.
Na, 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 na. Come on, everybody, come on and twist again. Na, 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 na. This is falsetto.
Right.
Do you remember when? Everything is head voice.
Right.
Yeah?
There's nothing coming from depth.
If I project that, a full voice in, and I project that and bring it to the opera, it's going to help me in the high notes for a tenor.
No, it's going to be hard for you.
You need to find your balance, and you need to find what is good and what is not good for you, you know? But if I'm going to train my voice like a, man, it's not going to work for you when you sing pop or...
Because that wouldn't really catch and pop.
No.
You know, that's like such a different field. Like everything's just like falsetto, poppy, you know.
Right.
Like three chord progression, same, you know, tempo, like maybe like a, not a pessimissimo, more like a adagio type of tempo.
Right.
And how hard was it for time signatures? You had to learn time signatures to be an opera singer. How long did that take?
Between you and I never finished to learn that. I mean, I have a natural talent. I'm very musical. I mean, I have the rhythm in my veins and in my blood. And also, I'm very musical. It's something that I born with that, you know? And I reproduce the sounds exactly. Of course, I have some knowledge that I learned with the time, you know? But I can read music. At first view, I cannot, you know? So if you give me the score, I can learn it quite fast. In a couple of hours, I can learn a song, you know?
Yeah.
But...
sight reading, something different.
Oh, sight reading was not my strong part. Yeah, but I can sing. It's not a problem. I work with big orchestras like Munich Symphonic or Rheinische Philharmonie of... Baku Orchestra and different kind of orchestras that you have in Germany, very high level.
Wow.
And very knowing conductors like Georg Schmöhe or Ivan Angelov that I have a name in Europe. No problem, dude. Believe
nice.
Me. And as I said, I mean, this year, for example, I was in Germany from June to August, and I did a special concert that I love it because it's a mix of different styles, you know? The name of this concert is Pop and Classic.
Pop and Classic.
Yeah. So you start singing opera and operetta, and you finish singing pop. Rock and roll. No.
That has to be like a deflating a balloon feeling.
Oh, yeah.
For you. You're like, yeah, all of a sudden pop.
And
really?
this is very, very funny because I'm start singing Dein ist mein ganzes Herz, that is operetta, and then es un dorma opera, no?
And I
finish it. For example, I have a Elvis Presley medley, you know, like I'm singing I sing always four pieces from every place all together,
yeah.
Two rocks and two ballads, you know, like love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. That is very easy going,
yeah.
You know, love me tender, love me sweet, da 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 da. And then I sing in the Hound Dog.
Yeah.
And this is so funny concert, man. This is so weird also because, and people love it.
Really?
People really love it, man. And
what was the best venue you've ever sung in?
Oh, man. I sang a concert. The name is the Deutsche Ecke.
Yeah? Deutsche Ecke.
Deutsche Ecke. This is the German corner. This is in Koblenz. And Koblenz is a very known city in Germany. And it's very close to the Rhin River, you know?
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful. So they make a concert that is the Rhein in Flammen. Rhein is the Rhin River, you know?
Rhein in Flammen.
Rhein in Flammen is the name of this concert.
So it's called Rhein River, right?
That's no, the traduction will be... Rhein in Flammen. Flammen is fire.
Fire. So yeah. Ring and fire? Or
Ring
what?
And fire.
Oh,
yeah,
rain
the river
fire.
Rhein in fire. Because for fire for what? Beside this river, you have small cities like Koblenz and Rhineland-Pfalz, different cities, you know? And the beautiful thing is you have these touristic boats. They go on the river all the way up, and they finish in Koblenz. They cross like 8 towns, and every town they have concerts and fireworks. Wow. It's so beautiful. So
beautiful.
They start with the fireworks around 7, and they finish in Koblenz around 10. So you can imagine, I sang like an animal that night. I sang like 8 arias. That was a lot with another 2 friends, a soprano and baritone. And all of us, we sang 8 pieces. You get 24 pieces. You can imagine.
How long are they each piece?
Oh my God, this is almost average 4 minutes every piece.
Oh wow.
It's just 2 blocks, you know? First block and second block. At the ending, I was singing a beautiful piece, that is a zarzuela, that is like the operetta.
Yeah.
But zarzuela is in a Spanish word. And in my bag was the fireworks. It was beautiful. What's the most beautiful venue that I sang? One of the most beautiful. My God, that's so beautiful.
That's amazing.
And also these concerts that I'm making every year in Germany, in Calf. Yeah? Calf is a small city around Stuttgart. Yeah. But it's a fantastic city. It's so beautiful. It's the city where Hermann Hesse was born, Calf.
Wow.
And we sang in a old cluster.
Yeah.
Monastery, you know. Everything is in ruins because they have fire. And that, I think, the beginning of ending the 1800 years, and this monastery is totally burned out.
Wow.
And they organize concerts there. The location is so beautiful, you don't have idea.
Yeah,
it's totally different world. And they organize this classic and pop night over there with the fireworks and the special lights, a huge, very huge stage with the Frankfurter Sinfonica. I mean, the Frankfurt Sinfonica, you know. It's so beautiful, man.
That does sound amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you another question about Star Search. You know, that actually brings me to Star Search. How did that come around? Did they find you, or did you have to apply, or was it like someone like a talent search was saw you at a show?
For someone who want to start the career, you mean?
No, like someone who's like, wow, this like for Star Search, like, wow, we want to have you on our show.
Oh man, yeah. Here in United States, I have my profile in Facebook. Yeah. It's Rafael Cavero Tenor. You know, if you go to Facebook, you put Rafael Cavero Tenor, you can find me, you know. And also, I run a company here that is Global Culture Entertainment Group, you know.
Yeah.
And Global Culture was designed to organize concerts, you know. At the same time, I have a subdivision that... We are giving services to VIP events. For example, some company want to hire me, I can design a special event, a special concert, a musical concert for his people, VIP people, or his the people that works in the company, whatever, you know? And also in weddings, and I may start to develop more that idea, you know, because nice. Why? I decide to stay here in Orlando.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's how they found you for Star Search? Was it Star Search or Germany's Got Talent?
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. I think I confused them.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. No. That would lead me to my other question. Yeah. You probably answered my question about your company.
I confused the.
No, sorry. That was my fault.
Yeah, no, sorry. No, I was invited in a program in Germany. The name is Super Talent.
Super Talent, okay.
Super Talent. It's like America Got Talent, you know, but in Germany. And I did a pretty good show, a pretty good performance. And I have a very nice exposition over there, you know. Everything goes well.
And you actually won, too. You did?
No, you didn't.
No. Oh, okay.
The funny thing is, he invited me to the show, but they take me out. I pass. I have the video.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who ran the program is Dieter Bohlen. He's a very knowing guy in Germany, and all the jury, they give me the pass to the second round. I mean, to the semifinals. What happened? The production called me, and they say that I'm gout. And I say, why? And they say, because I'm profi.
Oh.
And I say, yeah, a lot of people is profi here. I say, in this program. Yeah, you know, but we give you already advertisement, you know, and a lot of people is following with you. You perform excellent, but you are professional.
So that's unfair a little bit.
I mean, I was shocking. I say, okay. Yeah, but the jury give me the pass. Yeah, but something is the jury and another thing is the production.
Right.
And we have the decision to approve who continue the program or not.
Okay, wow.
And I say, okay, I respect that. I say, thank you very much. We can send, you know. And it was amazing because in 1 week I have more than 100,000 clicks in my videos. In 3 weeks, or in 3 days, I'm sorry.
That's shocking.
I was shocking. And the truth is, they give me a lot of advertisement because from that point I start to have a lot of jobs in events, private events in Germany. Like last year, I was invited to sing in the this Miss contest, like a beauty contest, like
Miss Universe,
Miss America, something like.
Yeah.
They organize it's Miss Bayern. You know, Bayern is the region, like a Miss Florida.
Yeah.
You know, and I was singing in the Halle Davidson House in Munich, in Germany. And the TV was there. I was performed fantastic. I was so happy, you know. And and this is a advertisement for you, you know. And they pay very well, thanks God, you know.
I can imagine.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm really happy, you know. And
I could tell. And you are still busy as a tenor even today.
Oh, yeah.
You actually gave me a card for your upcoming concert.
Oh, yeah.
It will be held Saturday, November 19th. In 2019,
right.
When this episode airs, this will be in last year. So that date again will be November 9th, 2019.
This year,
yep, 2019. Because our audience is hearing this like in 2020, which is you know, technically now. So we're talking to the future.
I got it.
Yeah,
this is going to be here at the art gallery at Mills Park. You know.
Yeah,
and we're going to organize a cheese and wine night.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Cheese and wine.
I know that in the United States, they said wine and cheese, you know? But
from my coach when I was a young kid, when he used to tell me, you want some cheese with that wine, I always known it as cheese and wine.
And the beautiful thing is, it's going to be, of course, cheese and wine and cheese, what you want to call it, with music live, you know.
Wow.
I'm going to sing some art songs, Italian art songs, also American standards, American classics, and boleros. Yeah. All that a little crossover with a fantastic popular singer that is Betsy León. Is from Venezuela. It's from Venezuela. Really? Yeah, yeah. She's.
I've actually heard of Betsy León.
Betsy León is a very good young singer from Venezuela. She's specialized in romantic music from Latin America. She's very good. And Christine Griffin is going to be in the piano. She's a co-repetitor from the Rolling College.
Really? From
she's,
here?
She's in Orlando. She's from Latvia. Yeah, I think it's from Latvia, I think. And the country. I hope she's from Latvia. And don't kill me, you know.
But don't kill him. We love her for real.
Yeah, but she's very cool. I saw some videos. She's amazing. She has an international level as a pianist. She's very good.
That is really cool.
And everything is going to happen here in Orlando, Florida, you know. This is beautiful.
That is amazing. And that brings us to the top of the hour and to the question that you actually probably answered a couple times, but the Fio question. With you are a man of many talents so far, like as a singer, as a production manager, and you own a production company as well.
Right.
And you've been all over the world. My question to you is, what is the next big step for Rafael Cavero? Why should we notice Rafael Cavero as a tenor and a producer?
Nice question, Chris. This is a really nice question.
Thank you.
Make a CD, a production CD. With the right theme. It's very important, the theme that I'm going to sing or going to record, because everything that depends if I'm going to have success in the discographic world, you know. And of course, you need to invest a lot of money and time in contacts, another level producers, you know, who give you the opportunity to hear your production, you know, because thank God we have the social media, you know, that is a very big help for young producers, you know. But this is going to be my next step, you know. And the beautiful thing is I can make a lot of styles, not only opera. I can sing whatever I want. And this is fantastic. No, believe me, it's fantastic because I can explore new styles. I can fusion music. You know, and I have a couple of ideas that I want to consolidate in this new production that I want to do, you know. So we will see what's going on. I'm going to call you, you know, when I have all the material, you know, because I'm working, I was thinking very this idea for at least 5 years. And I try it in different places and different countries and works a lot. So I want to bring that in a CD production, you know, or at least on a digital platform, you know.
Right. That's all amazing. And it really sounds like you have a lot of big things in for us here.
Absolutely.
Like, and for 2020, it sounds like Rafael Cavero is going to blow up.
Yeah, this is the idea. I mean, I believe United States is a beautiful country with beautiful people who give you a love and bring you a lot of opportunities. You know, we must hard work, have a very hard heart and very tough work. You know, and knock the right doors and contact the right people. But the opportunity that you have in this country is amazing. You know, and is for the reason I decided to stay here, and God bless America, believe me.
Well, thank you.
No, yeah.
I'm so happy that you decided to stay here and really give your all for us here in America. And
absolutely.
Show us what you have, and what you have is amazing, and I certainly can't wait to see more of you and what you can do, and I really hope you contact me once all this comes out.
Absolutely.
And we'll promote it, and we'll get it going and squared underway. And with that, we're at the top of the hour. Rafael Cavero,
Chris,
I want to thank you so much for coming on my show.
Thank you for your invitation. Thank you for this beautiful time that I was with you, sharing my life, my experience, my my life, you know?
And I'm happy.
Thank you very much, man.
And there will be a part two of this.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rafael. And with that, this has been another episode of The Experience with Chris Fio. I look forward to talking to all of you again soon. Who know where I go, but right now I know there's no place in the world that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. Just you and me. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. Just you and me. There's no place in the world that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. There's no place in the world that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. There's no place that. The Experience with Chris Fio is produced by Boris Douglas Garvey and Kyle Eagle. It is a joint production of Borma, Vonti, and PFT Media. The theme song is You and Me by NMR Superstar. There's no place in the world that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. A PFT Media production.